Hello, Joseph Tame in Tokyo here on Tuesday, December 27th, 2011, continuing my series of audio booths documenting my travels around Europe in early December 2011. Audio boo is the way to go at the moment. No time to type, so just doing this for my personal record. Okay, so I had just presented on stage at the Web to an audience of thousands more online. Extremely nerve-wracking, especially with all the technical problems. When I left the stage, I didn't really know how to feel. I was kind of gutted in a way. It was a really emotional moment because this was kind of my international debut in a way, and it had hadn't gone how I'd wanted it to, and I wasn't quite sure what to think, where I was. I wasn't really, really upset as such, because I have a strong belief that things that initially seem to have been very bad happen for a good reason, and I use that to deal with the unexpected. In a way, no, I wouldn't, no. Okay, I was going to say, in a way, I was kind of expecting something like that to happen. I don't think I was, but I think in a way I kind of brought it on myself. Anyway, enough about that. I have some thinking to do there. But it was a really good learning experience. Straight after that, I went over to the Le Web TV studio in one of the other buildings where I knew that Leo Laporte would be presenting, doing his programme. And so I went over there, and he'd be doing Twit. He was doing special Twit broadcasts from the Web. So I went over there and waited outside the studio. They saw me through the glass, and soon enough I was called in. And I must admit, it was a real treat. I was really, really happy to be able to join Leo and Sarah Lane on Twit and explain the iRun. And also I have a chance to tell Leo on air how, the fact that I was doing this, the fact that I was dressed like that I had all these iPhones around me, actually it all kind of began with him. He was the one that I used to listen to on This Week in Tech on Twit many years ago. And that's what got me into iPods, and from iPods to MacBooks and so on. So it was nice. It was like full circle. And as Leo said at the end of that clip, you know, it's really nice when he hears from younger people who've been inspired by what he does. And he was saying, this is the most extreme example I've seen yet. So for me, that was a real highlight of the Web, to be able to thank him, and also to, you know, bring smiles and laughter to a lot more people. Later that day, I was once again reflecting on what had happened on stage, and I was saying to my friend, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to come back tomorrow with the iRun. Perhaps I should leave it at home. I kind of feel a bit flat, and, you know, what's the point? I think I want a low-key day. But then after that, of course, I had to put the iRun back on to go home. Couldn't carry it, so I put it all back on, and I'm walking out through the Le Web building, and it takes me forever to reach the front door. Why? Because everyone is stopping me along the way to talk, to have photos taken, to laugh, to smile. And by the time I reached the door, I was thinking, you know what, I'm definitely going to wear this tomorrow, because it's just wonderful to be able to do this and to bring smiles to so many faces, to cause laughter, and to have just lots of great conversations that I wouldn't otherwise have. So I was really happy with that. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now, and continue in my next podcast. What did I do? Oh, that's right. I think that night there was a party, wasn't there, no, there wasn't. I think I just went home and went to bed. I can't remember. I can't remember. Anyway, I'll continue in my next podcast, audio book, in a minute. All right, hoi, bye-bye for now.